این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن می کند.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allah, ya Allah, subhanallah. Allah, ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allah, wa la ilaha illallah. Allah, ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Now we must no longer say that it is the circumstance of the revolution. The circumstance of the revolution is over. Now the situation is calm. Now is the time to serve the people. Now is the time to serve the society. Now is the time to serve Islam. Now is the time to assure the people about all their things. The capitalist or his capital, the business person of his business, the administrator about his administration.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to Arab English Radio. This is the Spring of the Truth, and I am Bita, the host of today's episode. And I have the pleasure to be here to actually analyze some ethical and practical points from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. As the ritual of the program goes, first we have a word of this respected man and the leader of Islamic nation, which is the most dangerous and the darkest enemy of human being is the self. No other enemy is more detrimental than this enemy. This is a really important point as a key here that we have in so many narrations that the most harmful and detrimental enemy of yours is yourself, which I'm not sure about the exact word of the narrations from Imam Ali, peace be upon him and his family, but he has the same narration. And as you know, fear and love of Allah enables people to submit themselves to Him, to see the best in everything and to have compassion. In the verses, Allah reveals how the only interest of concern to believers is His approval. So sometimes, in order to defeat this enemy, you have to fill your heart and your soul with the love and guidelines of Allah Almighty Himself. They fulfill their vows and fear a day whose evil will spread far and wide. They give food, despite their love for it, to the poor and orphans and captives. We feed you only out of desire for the face of Allah. We do not want any repayment from you or any thanks. Truly, we fear from our Lord as a glowing day. Allah has called them and saved them from the evil of the day and has made them meet with radiance and pure joy.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Anyone aiming to earn Allah's approval and defeating the enemy of self will not just settle for a solution to his own problems. He will also assume responsibility for resolving the problems of others around him in need. This actually may, of course, require people to give up things they love or to sacrifice their own comfort. The way that Muslims look to protect and watch over the poor by giving alms, help people in need by canceling their debts, and spend their possessions on Allah's path, rather than accumulating and hoarding them, are moral virtues bestowed by the ethicals of the Holy Quran. We came to this point that the important factor in order to defeat the enemy of self and selfishness is to make yourself free from the attachments that you have. And the next level and the next step of this way is to help other people in order to have the Allah Almighty's approval.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Every night and every day.
Every night and every day.